Winter is interfering with holiday plans. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Some major airlines already offering waivers and urging travelers to rebook before the worst of a storm already underway in the northwestern U.S. slams the Midwest tomorrow into Thursday.
The weather is expected to get downright nasty. Not only are forecasters expecting freezing temperatures for most of the country, but a bomb cyclone that could bring heavy snow in the Midwest and produce blizzard-like conditions in places like Milwaukee and Chicago. And that weather is expected to extend out to the northeast.
Fox's Charles Watson at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Heavy rain expected later in the week along the East Coast, with an Arctic blast behind the system spreading across much of the country. Aftershocks still rattling Northern California, where a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit overnight along the coast near the Oregon border.
We have had some injuries associated with this particular event. We're still assessing the total numbers, have no confirmed reports of fatalities as of yet.
California's Emergency Services Chief Mark Ghilarducci says more than 70,000 are without power as damage assessments continue. A $1.7 trillion spending bill now awaits votes in Congress after bipartisan agreement on the proposal officially unveiled overnight, though some Republicans still argue a shorter-term spending plan would be preferable. This one would fund the federal government until the end of September. The bill also includes continued support for Ukraine and its fight against Russia's invasion, the U.S. keeping close watch on Belarus, a close ally of Russia.
They've certainly opened up their ground space to support Russia's invasion. What we have not seen is Belarusian troops actually becoming involved in the conflict.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the administration has warned of appropriate steps to respond if they do. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A woman police caught breaking in and burglarizing the home of actor Robert De Niro is arraigned in New York City.
Shanice Aviles is charged with felony second-degree burglary for breaking into the apartment where De Niro and his daughter were sleeping. According to police, she was putting Christmas presents in a bag when she was caught. The charging document also details Aviles attempted to get into several nearby businesses before entering the De Niro residence. The NYPD describes Aviles as a serial burglar, having been arrested 26 times, 16 this year alone.
Fox's Gernal Scott. She's being held on bond and due back in court on Friday. It's a national holiday in Argentina with a parade for the World Cup winners after soccer fans were at the airport to welcome home the team last night.
Captain Lionel Messi led the players down the steps holding the golden trophy high. But the stars won't have much time to relax. Almost all will fly back to Europe in just a few days to rejoin club sides, with regular season soccer now resuming.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Some of the golfers who broke away from the PGA Tour break through to another major.
The Masters Tuesday announcing that any golfer who has qualified for the major based on previous criteria will be allowed to take part in the tournament next spring. That includes golfers who have defected to the LIV Golf Invitational Series. Tournament chair Fred Ridley saying in a statement, quote, "We have reached a seminal point in the history of our sport. At Augusta National, we have faith that golf, which has overcome many challenges through the years, will endure again," end quote. With the current criteria, 15 LIV golfers would qualify for the Masters, including past Green Jacket winners like Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, and Phil Mickelson. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
An hour to the close. Stocks are mixed. The Dow's up 67 points. The S&P also higher, but the NASDAQ turning slightly lower. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.